Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card in.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
It's Friday Form Focus. Mick Sharkey, who didn't get to the bull. A lot of people were asking, where's the shark? Unfortunately, he had business to attend to up in Sydney. He looks a little bedraggled, even though he didn't get to the bull. How are you, Sharknado?
I'm well, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed.
No, it was some sort of campaign up there ahead of the Inglis chairman sale tonight and the broodmare sale on Sunday and the weanling sale yesterday. So, yep, punched through, 300, 400 odd horses in 2.5 days. It was good.
Were you all gathered around the telly watching the Grand Annual yesterday?
Actually, yes, we were. Myself, Peter Ford, Suman Hedge, Duncan Grimley, all there huddled into the Arrowfield sort of, I don't know, it's better than a tent. It's like a little restaurant. And we all watched the Grand Annual. What a race.
It's incredible, wasn't
Unbelievable.
It?
Unbelievable. It's great to think like those guys who are, look, their main game is selling and buying like $1 million horses, right? That's their goal. Try and find the best, breed the best racehorses they can, buy the best racehorses they can, aiming at slippers and Group Ones and things like that. And here we all were watching the Grand Annual at Warrnambool and marveling at gold medals and ZM and how tough they were. It was fantastic.
Yeah, you couldn't be. Couldn't not be inspired. And
super.
I mean, for breeding aficionados like them, Elvstrom and Zed, the stallions are the two champions fighting it out.
Well, you know, we're sitting there talking, Peter Ford comments to the group that I had my first jumper ran a week ago. I've never owned a jumper. It was something I wanted to do. And Duncan Grimley says, oh, well, I had a good one. And Suman Hedge said, oh, I had a great one. And we're on a chat, chat, chat. So, yeah, it's the love of the horse and the love of that warrior.
Yeah.
That are the jumpers.
And it was so good to have a chat to Simon Wild just before, and I'm not sure if you heard it, but the idea to try and turn gold medals into a sub-zero type horse to go around to schools and to hospitals with sick children, because he is a legend.
Yeah.
And he's got the right temperament. Lisa Coffey, I think that is just magnificent and would be absolutely perfect. Racing Victoria, the jumps racing industry is crying out for a horse like that.
Yeah.
That can almost transcend the jumps racing and racing community and become a flag bearer.
But what a perfect animal as well, when you talk about going to see people that are doing it tough, whether it's health or other reasons or young kids. Here's a horse that he's just such a warrior and a fighter and he never gives up.
Mm.
And, you know, ZM was there and full of running around the corner and gold medals comes ambling out of the pack, grinding away. And you just think he's always there. He's such a constant of that carnival. And, yeah, just a great, I don't know, a great ambassador for toughness and for the sport.
Absolutely. Hey, now, most people probably found it a tough 3 days down at the bull. So we need winners, Sharky. Caulfield, interesting little off-season meeting, especially with Ayrton, the linchpin at the end, and then the South Australian Derby meeting. We've got the Hollandale Stakes up north as well. So we're going to cover it all on Friday Form Focus. Jason Kerr is going to give us the latest on the track. I don't know what happened. They had a week off, Caulfield. I'm not sure how that occurred, because they are the workhorse of the racing industry at the moment. But we are back at the Heath tomorrow. How are you, Jace?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
How's the track with having that little freshen up itself with a week off?
Yeah, it wasn't long enough, but we're back on again tomorrow. So it's sort of 5 out of the last 6, which is, as I say, it's been a busy little spell, but the track's held up reasonably well and had some nice rain early in the week, which sort of set us up well for tomorrow. So track's come up soft 5, but on the improve a bit today. So had a heavy dew this morning and probably get another one tomorrow. So I think that soft 5, sort of good 4 range will probably be where it ends up.
Yeah, I haven't had a look at what the weather forecast meant to be. It's a fine day today. Is tomorrow similar?
Yeah, overcast. They're saying some late showers for the late afternoon, early evening. So I don't think they'll play a big part in the day, but probably the overnight dew will be the telling factor. Mm. I think if we miss the dew, it'll probably every chance to, get into that 4 range. But if we get another 3 millimetre dew this morning, very heavy, so it probably won't dry for most of the day. So it'll be on that sort of 4-5 border, I think, and just see how it comes up in the morning. But in pretty good nick considering the work it's done.
Yeah, well, because of that recent heavy workload, the rail's out to 12 tomorrow. So is it tough to make ground? What's the general pattern when you push it out 12?
Yeah, there's a few different theories. I don't think anything in concrete with it. Certainly the swoopers sort of seem to get a you know, obviously the straight's a little bit longer. They can tend to wind up a little bit earlier with a sort of increased radius on the turn. But we've done some work right on the outside rail where we get a bit of vehicle traffic, so they won't certainly be sort of on the outside rail. But I think, you know, with these sort of tracks, they get the toe into them early and middle program, and they tend to sort of look two or three off later in the day due to a bit of wear. I'd say that'll probably that'll play out tomorrow.
All right, give us a winner.
Yeah, I need to get back on the winners list. I'm going to go with Redwood Shadow tomorrow. I think he's got some good form through the Norman Robinson home track. Third up, I think he'll be ready to go, and he'll be my best tomorrow. So hopefully, we can get back into the winner's stall.
Well, good push from Junior a little earlier as well. So you might be on the right train. So
very good.
We'll talk tomorrow, Jase.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Mick.
12 metres Caulfield tomorrow. What do you think about that, Chuck? Do you have less confidence when the rail's pushed out so far at Caulfield?
Yeah, it's not ideal. I think more so the track's seen so much action of late. You know, it's really copped it this last sort of month to 6 weeks. So the wear, when I was asked there, the wear looked very even across the track. So I'm assuming it'll be like that. And listening to Jason, like, he's done all the work he can and his team. I think what he says is right. I think they'll get away from the fence as the day progresses. And, yeah, look, I think the key is probably honing in on a couple of stronger chances during the day rather than trying to win in every race.
Well, the first race is a two-horse race, according to the market. We can take out the two and the five. And Generation, Jamie Carr, she could have a big, big day at Caulfield tomorrow. Really nice on debut, beautifully bred. Out of Fontaton by Snitzel. The money was there for Mar and Eustace. Got the job done in Adelaide. It's 2:20 tomorrow. And Spinning is the other one who gave Gimme Pa a big fright on debut. Do you see it as those two fighting it out?
I do. Lafargue has jumped out well at Werribee. Lena's Legend closed off well late in a heat at Werribee as well. So they're the two best debutants, I would say, but I don't think their trial form is as good as what Generation or Spinning bring to the table. I really like Spinning. Its first start, you know, just the way it kept finding the line behind Gimme Pa from the back of the field in a race where, you know, it was probably better to be nearer the speed, just kept trying to chase down that winner. She's by Piero. I know she's out of a Star Spangled Banner mare, but she just looked to me like a filly that might get, you know, a mile as a three-year-old. She might be that sort of horse. Oh, I thought it was a good run. Look, they're very similar prices. Generation jumped and controlled the race and led all the way at Morfordville. It's not a race I want to bet in. I really like that debut run, so I'm putting Spinning on top.
Spinning on top in the first, would you play
no,
at 2:30?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's the first race, Spinning to beat Generation 4. Sharky, got another tight favourite in race two. That's Excel Man. J-Car
take
again.
This thing on.
Even money? What, you don't want to be on Excel Man?
Just
if it gets back?
You look at this horse's profile over the last sort of 12 months. He starts favourite so often in his races, and he doesn't win. He's a bit of a floater. You know, he gets around to that benchmark 64, benchmark 70 grade. He often runs really well. They try him in something a bit stronger and he fails. Jamie Carr takes the ride. Now, that's a big plus. That gives him every chance to win. But I just think that's crazy odds about a horse who's not a regular winner in town. I thought Barry the Baptist ran a great race in the Stall Cup. He backed it up in that Vobis Gold Heath to Marmadea. So it was a really good run. He was so tough there. And the form's working out okay. Johan Doe's run well since. Marmadeus, we know, is probably a listed, maybe an off-season Group 3 horse at its best. So that form works out pretty well. Skelm, likewise, not a lot of luck in the Mornington Cup. Caulfield run to Mohegan Heights was good. Silent Sovereign and co. have come out of that race and run well. I like the way it's going. He would probably be the top pick. And one at odds, I'm not sure what odds, I'm expecting it to be double figures, was last week.
$15.
Yeah, I liked its first up run. It may not happen for him tomorrow, but he does go well second up. It might be more of a third up, fourth up peak for this horse, but I like the way he got going very late in that race at Caulfield over a mile. I don't think it'll be long before he's winning. I'd have Skelm on top. I don't know what price.
$9.50 Skelm.
Oh, that's each way all day.
There's another one at big odds that I thought ran better than what it says on the form guide last start.
Yeah.
That Smoking Piero didn't get much room the last 200 of
True.
Michelle Payne's, $15.
True.
I know it's one that doesn't win too often as well.
They've been trying a few different things with this horse too. They went forward at Kyneton a couple of starts ago. Generally speaking, he races best held up and just allowed to find the line. He's been a while out of the winners list as well, though, so I might work around him.
All right.
At $9.50, I'd have a little each way bet Skelm. I think it's a race where I'll take on the favourite.
Little each way Skelm. The Shark is taking on Exelman at even money, and he's taking on Dean Lester because Exelman was one of his best of the days.
That's okay.
Oh, he's confident.
Week
in Sydney, he's got Sharky up and about.
$2.
The chest is out.
I can't back Exelman at $2. I can't. Has Dean been at Warrnambool for 3 days?
No, he's been at home studying hard.
That's a worry then. He might be seeing them like beach balls.
Race three at Caulfield here. Intellective. Wasn't a bad run, probably in tougher company last up. But again, this is getting in really reasonably tight now for Beetroot Williams. 270. I'm not sure about the depth of this race. So Nerve Not Verve.
It's disgusting.
750. And... Gee, that's you're very up and about today. Black and white. That's disgusting. That's a Matty Stewart type comment.
This race is gross. It is just like Matty Stewart on the dance floor at the Cali during the week. This race is gross.
Matt Stewart actually, we went out to the Woolthorpe Hotel, which
Colin McKenna's,
which is brilliant.
Well, what's it like there?
The dance floor was in big action, like I saw Kieran Mayer likes to get up on the dance floor. Do you know who else likes to get up on the dance floor?
Who's that?
Bill Hutchinson.
Yeah.
He trips the fantastic.
Wow.
And one who was a little out wide, I would not have tipped it, but our very own Warren Huntley.
Warren Huntley?
He's a dance and song man. He was up front and centre, cutting
now,
a swathe through the dance floor.
To be fair... Eastern suburbs, sort of youth, I believe. I could see Wazza Huntley being a little gig pig back in the day. You know, like he would have had the black leather jacket on, the white T-shirt, you know, jeans. I could see Waz down in a mosh pit, belting out.
He was doing his best, Warren. He was turning back the clock.
I reckon Warren would have been a white snake.
Matt Stewart was standing on the edge of the dance floor saying, why do people actually dance? If you look at what they are doing, it's a very unusual thing. So you're not going to get Matty on the dance floor. Anyway, that was almost siren worthy there, and I might have started that tangent. That was a tangent-esque
Warren Huntley's an avid listener of this program, you know.
He might still be asleep because he hasn't texted me yet. It's been a big week down at the ball.
Did he stay down there last night?
I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Text in, was it? I reckon Whitesnake would have been up your street.
Are you going to take on Intellective here?
I'll take them all on. They're all... No, they're closer.
It's a cup of tea race for you?
They're nearer the breeding barn than not these mares, I think it's fair to say. No Intellective for me. Look, I just don't like the race at all. Sevigne, I don't know how you say it, number three. She'd be the top pick, but I'm not really interested in this race at all, Michael, to be honest.
All right.
Unless they want to book in a service this season to Fierce Impact or Royal Meeting. We paraded Fierce Impact during the week at Inglis, actually.
You've got to pay for advertising
to
like
rave
that, Sharky.
Reviews.
You've got to pay for advertising
No, that
like
starts
that.
On Monday.
Warren Huntley says, I'm listening and I'm still here at the Bull. So.
He's still there.
Well, maybe he's still at the Woolthorpe. I'm not sure whether it's the Bull or the pub. SMSs are
he's
coming.
He's hitchhiking, is he?
SMSs are coming through here. I like this. We called for a few tips to help out those who may have had a tough Warrnambool Carnival.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this one from Ricky from Dockland. There's a horse running in a maiden on Sunday at Ballarat called Golden Monkey. A team in Hong Kong are keen
Golden
to buy it.
Monkey.
Jamie Carr heading up there for one ride only on the day. Clayton, he says, I think Clayton might be having a crack to sell this overseas, hence the booking of Jamie. Can't imagine she's driving to Ballarat on Mother's Day for a cup of tea. Opened at $26. Ricky from Docklands, they are the type of tips that we are looking for here. That is very
Golden
good indeed.
Monkey.
Another SMS, I'm cast. Two winners over the Warrnambool Carnival. Don't cut it. Ned Kelly was a saint compared to the Warrnambool trainers. That's from Kelly. You've got to stick with the locals down there. Morning, Michael. Can you ask Sharky about Deep Dive in race four, Flying at the moment? And I've got a tip in UK for you tonight at Chester, race two, Armoury, who we got to see. Armoury.
This weirdo out wide stuff. This is what we
tomorrow
really
at the Gold
like.
Coast, Mr. Larrabee. Good luck, Barry and Collingwood. Armoury, who we got to see in the spring.
Has anybody got anything at where else are we? Market Raisin or Vale? You know, we want some Sunshine Coast Dogs or whatever they have up there. You know, we need some weird stuff.
What? Chester. Race 2 at Chester doesn't help
but you? It's Armoury. It's a horse we all know. I want to hear something like the Golden... What is it? Golden Monkey or whatever it's called. Let's have some more of that sort of gear.
All right, we'll get to more of those SMSs in a moment. Deep Dive, what are your thoughts?
I was very pleased at one last start because it got me the quaddie. This is a harder race.
So you're putting a pen through Deep Dive?
Oh, and that's around the mark, but you know, there's better races on the card than that benchmark
Jamie Carr
78
again.
To bet in.
Jamie Carr again on the favourite Pintoff. I thought Platini ran really well last start. Who do you like in the fourth, Sharky?
Pintoff is a horse that probably should get to a bit better grade, but I think the market's overreacting a little bit. You know, that was a nice win at Stall without me charging around the room beating the chest after watching it. You know, it was okay. It's got some scope to continue going through the grades, though. Platini, you can have it. Gets back and just keeps hitting the line and does that every start. Last Napoleon, likewise. I think most have dropped off that bandwagon. Want to see how Mrs. Beckham goes first up. This will probably be too short, but she's a mare of some ability. Probably needs to stand up and actually put a few together this time around. I think a few have been waiting for her to go right through the grades, and she just hasn't done it as yet. It's an even race, Michael. There's not really a standout here. Tantat Harmony, I thought, had as good a chance as any in this race. Goes well fresh, drawn in, Stackhouse up. Got some nice form around horses like Riding the Wave, ran in the... well and truly beaten in the Wongoon, but it ran well behind that. And before that was putting some nice work together on wet tracks. It's in at the right time of year for it. Obviously, as a wet tracker.
So what's your play in this race then?
Oh, there is no play in this race.
So pockets, hands in pockets again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tantat Harmony would be the top pick.
If Terramea gets a run, I think that's worth a little play.
Absolutely. Terramea is a bit the same though. She gets a long way back in her races. I think the Caulfield sprint races, you want to be in the first half of the field, generally speaking, and it's really sexy to back a swooping winner, you know, in those sort of races, but they don't often get it done.
Speaking of short price favourites who haven't won for a while, Holbein in race five is a $1.85 favourite. Great to see Laura. I think Laura Lafferty's a great engagement, taking 3 kilos off. So he gets in with 52.5 kilos in a very small field, but it's a while since Holbein's won. All Too Hoying for $60, Mr. Exclusive $6, Legionnaire $7. So would you take odds on Holbein?
No, absolutely not. But I don't really want to... There's nothing else here that I really want to charge into to back him. I'm puzzled as to why they didn't go forward on All Too Hoying last start. I don't know, maybe he didn't step the cleanest, but he is an on-speed horse, and he was ridden midfield and just allowed to balance up. I don't think that's the way to ride the horse. You've got to go forward and either lead or sit up there on a strong speed, because he just keeps kicking at one pace. He doesn't really have a turn of foot. He'd be a horse that could beat Holbein if it ran to its best. The other query we've got now, third up, is whether he's running in his best form at the moment. Holbein's a top pick. Look, it should be winning. The claim's there for it, but there is no way I could bet at odds on about this horse.
Kiwi Morgs is one of the great contributors every Friday, and he's having a crack at you, Shark. He said, Shark, the sad, come on, bro. Your job is to tip, not wave the white flag, which you've done in the last three races. Shelby Cobra, Real Sensation, Red Santa, all up the place for Kiwi Morgs.
You'd be somewhere near it. Kiwi Morgs, my job is also to try and get you some money in your pocket, not throw your money away, Tiger Boy.
Josh from Horsham.
That's what we're trying to do by not betting on bad races and bad horses.
Josh from Horsham has sent in a tip. Tomorrow's IGA Classic at Donald, the 2-year-old.
Here we go, IGA Classic.
Now, he said deprivation from the Price Kent Yard just beg, borrow, steal, and get on. That's Josh from Hawthorn.
What's it called?
Horsham, I should say.
Back in this thing.
Deprivation.
What is it?
No, there's no market up. Now, I'm a bit.
See,
it's,
IGA.
It's been a long week at Warrnambool.
Is
didn't
it
even
a Richie's
see...
IGA? Because that's where the community benefits, apparently.
It's a Weir's IGA. I didn't even.
It's Weir.
I didn't even see this
DK
horse
Weir's
was in. So, hey, Nev, can you do us a favour for the listeners? Just send Mick Kent Jr. a text. Deprivation tomorrow, because I should have asked him about it in the 2-year-old classic at Donald.
This is
we
the race.
The mailers.
I'm pretty sure this is the race that used to kick off the careers of
Elvstrom
and Elvstrom. And what was the other one? Coulthard or Coburg or something. There was one starting with C.
Elvstrom,
they?
Definitely, and Harada Sun.
This is the race, though, isn't it?
Tomorrow, yeah, the Donald 2-year-old classic. So good horses.
Wasn't
well,
it called the Elvstrom Classic?
There is an Elvstrom Classic.
But
maybe
not
that's
this.
Over the carnival. I might be getting confused.
Right. I think
anyway,
we're all getting confused.
All right, so you've got. You've got Q in rack, races 3, 4, 5. We need you to wake up for the first leg of the quaddie, because race number 6 at Caulfield. Dean Lester's gone the field in the first leg. Now, there's only 8 runners, but that gives an indication. What? You've done a field before.
I know. I could nearly do the same. Trent Masonhelder has just texted me and said, "You're thinking of Swan Hill wrong again." So, thanks, mate.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Good to see you in a chipper mood.
Wouldn't be the first time on a Friday after Warrnambool. Hey, 310 Streetcar Stranger. Blaze Jowski's at $4. I'm Someone's the Outsider at $14.
Mm. I'm backing Sam's Image here. What price is that?
$7.
Ah, it's each way bet again. Each way bet again. How quickly we forget. 2 starts ago, this horse won as he liked at Bendigo. Absolutely hosed up. I mean, okay, things didn't go so well for him at Caulfield last start. Might have got into a bit of a sneaky spot. But John Sadler, the king of Ribeiras, was touting strongly and widely prior to that Caulfield race.
He was.
That the horse has never been going better. Now, the market on that occasion probably suggested otherwise, 17 out to 21. But I want to see this horse again. I think he's an each-way bet here. He gets a great run from the inside, does no work there. Michael D's out. Half of these are either not suited at the trip or they're a little bit out of form. So I think he's a good each-way play here.
So you're going to take Sam's Image at $10. Gee, the listeners are relieved to see that there's finally a play here.
There was one. They just gave you one at $9.50. What do you want?
Shark, are you saving everything for the quaddie?
Oh my God.
From Boronia.
Gavin from Boronia. What do you... If I don't like him, I don't like him.
2
brother.
Weeks in a row, Sharky, you haven't tipped a winner, haven't tipped a horse in the first 4 races. Off to the paddock.
It's because the races are terrible.
You need a spell. That's from the press. And I like this one. Sharky and Michael, do you boys make a living from betting on horses?
No.
Jim, you need
I don't.
Jim, don't you dare ask my wife that question.
I certainly don't.
Morning, gents. Long time listener, first time texter with some Ascot Each Way special Saturday.
Yes.
This is from Turf Cutter. I like this.
And the random names start
Turf
rolling.
Turf Cutter, race 8, number 11, Piccola Signora, and race 9, number 8, Plain Marika. I'm just going to have a quick look at the markets for these tomorrow, and you can run through your numbers
now,
in the first leg
of
the quaddie.
I've just been reminded via text, a good friend of mine, Brenton, otherwise known as the Great BP, he and 2 mates were at the Bull for the first time this week and snagged the quaddie on Wednesday.
$25,000 or $40,000?
They turned their $150 into $16,000.
Good on them.
That's not a bad little result.
Well done,
now,
boys.
BP, he'll have some mail. So, BP, I know you're out on the job site there, brother. Just send me in something for out wide. We don't want Caulfield. I've got that covered.
Plain Marika in the last is a $17 chance at Ascot.
What
and then
name,
in
Plain
at Ascot.
Marika.
And race 8, number 11, Piccola Signora, is a $6 chance. So, that's from Turf Cutter.
Okay.
All right. Numbers in the first leg of the quaddie, Shark.
First leg of the quaddie. Not quite going the field, but near enough to it. 1, 2, 5, 7, 8.
1, 2, 5, 7, and 8. Blaze Jowski, Ashlaw, Excess Funds, Sam's Image, and Streetcar Stranger. All right.
A lot of apprentices riding in town now, aren't they? We're into that season,
well,
aren't
the,
we? We're sort of getting
season.
Into that winter months where we get to know more about Madison Lloyd and Maddie Cartwright. We know Lockie Niendorf.
Well, one,
so we get to find out more about these
one
youngsters.
One senior jockey who has stayed home is Jamie Carr, and she is on another favourite in race number 7, and that is Horrifying. Horrifying, Redwood Shadow both come through that last run where they made really good ground. Redwood Shadow makes Horrifying a little bit better at the weights and has blinkers on for the first time. The market's got Horrifying $2.50, Redwood Shadow $4, My Squeeze Louise $7.50. I think Ruber at $9 is over the odds.
Leave me out of Ruber.
Why don't you like
you
Little
can have
Ruber?
Ruber? Little Ruber. So far, it's won a maiden and ran lots of placings.
Chasing Home Liquero.
Oh, Chasing It Home. Was it really Chasing It Home, or was it just the fastest of a bunch of slow horses behind two handy horses?
The
I think that's
not too
more
bad.
The case.
All right, you're potting
Ruber.
More
the case.
You're potting Ruber.
I just don't like to sugarcoat things, Michael. I think Redwood Shadow. Redwood Shadow, Horrifying come through the same race, as you said. They both drew wide. They both had to go back from that gate. But they were both very strong to the line. I thought they were excellent. Not a lot between them. I think Redwood Shadow, with the addition of blinkers, I think he's a horse with a little bit more scope to improve than Horrifying. And I'm hoping he can start that trend upwards from this point. He might be a horse. I don't want to put words in the trainer's mouths. But if he starts to win, if he was able to win this, really, they might look north for a Queensland Derby. With Redwood Shadow, I think that it would be an achievable goal for that horse to sort of head towards that race. He's on top, Horrifying next. The only other chance in the race and the only other hope in the quaddie is Red Santa. Good maiden win, has always been flirting around with decent horses, led up and stuck on well behind a horse called Livingston Falls, which has got a lot of ability at Moonee Valley last preparation. I think he may have come back a better horse this prep.
No, My Squeeze Louise?
Nope. Too slow.
Too slow?
Yeah.
Okay.
One pace.
So, Redwood Shadow, $4 is a bet.
Yeah.
Horrifying and Red Santa, the only other chances. So yep.
My Squeeze Louise needs ground and lots of it.
2, 1, and 5 in race number 7. How can Sharky tip the card if he doesn't tip in every race?
I've given you the top pick, Matty O, I've given you the top pick. I just don't want to bet.
What was the top pick in race 3? The race you said was...
Savigne.
All right. Race number 8. Now, I'm not sure. Do we know whether Agreeable is going to Caulfield or to Adelaide?
I thought I read somewhere it was going to Adelaide.
All right. If anyone knows...
I think racing.com had a news story saying Agreeable was going to the Guineas.
Well, it would make sense.
You want to get black tie.
She was unlucky over there last start. So she's currently still in the market, though, at $4. Mozzie Monster, $5. Real Sensation, $6. Succeed, indeed, $8. I love Mozzie, but I'm finding it a strained relationship
Don't
at the moment
know.
Because of the way she races. She's drawn wide again, so she's going to have to go back again. Do you take her on, or do you...
Don't worry about Mozzie. What's happening here is that the depth of these races is dropping away, and Mozzie Monster... unfortunately, has run into a really nice horse at its last two starts. Now, Anna Visto went over to South Australia and was beaten in a listed race, but wasn't embarrassed there. You know, she led them up, and others were just better on the day. I think Mozzie Monster is closer to a win than many of these. Assuming Agreeable goes to South Australia, I think her task becomes a little easier. Succeed Indeed's a horse I followed at times. Yeah, she's probably not as good as I thought she was early part of the spring. A lot of these are coming out of Class 1 and maiden races, really. You know, there's horses with ability there. Running Cloud for Nathan Dunn, that'd be a great story. And we're seeing a few of these left-of-centre trainers getting some success in town or having runners that are running really well in town. Our Lone Star, who won that race... We just talked about Horrifying and Redwood Shadows, one of those horses. So Running Cloud's going well. It's in really good form. And Nathan's a good trainer. So that horse could be somewhere there in the finish. Hengroen, some friends of mine are in the ownership of that horse. Greg and Brett, they think it's a really nice horse. I don't know if they were uber confident about the first up win. So that's a bit of a bonus. Still think this horse might be developing a little bit. And then you're dropping away as we get down towards the bottom. Spooning was an interesting runner, but goes to South Australia.
Now, confirmation from about 20 people on the SMS. Thank you very much. And I missed Dean. Dean said it this morning. Agreeable is already in South Australia.
Well, there
so,
you go.
So can we get her out of the market? Like, it's a $4 favorite.
Get her out of the market.
Like, let's get the fair dinkum market up.
Yep. We only want fair dinkum markets.
She's not there. All right. So what do we do? Caulfield.
Okay. One, Real Sensation. Two, Mozzie Monster. If you want to go for a third, he's a hit and miss horse. At his best, he could win, but he does mix his form a little bit. Number seven, Iron Edge.
Yep.
That's it.
One, two, seven.
I'd probably be taking...
You're going tight.
Yeah, I'll be taking a quaddie with one and two in it, to be honest.
All right. I thought Succeed Indeed was back to its best or close to it last start. You don't like Succeed Indeed?
Meh. You know, I thought she was a better horse than what she's done so far.
Volatore?
Meh. Didn't really. Like, won a class one. Beat Grazie Millie, who I'm pretty sure has been running around the picnics. Like, this is the sort of form we're talking about here. At least Mozzie Monster's got form that vaguely ties in with stakes class horses, and she was listed place two back. Real Sensation. What it has is a really good turn of foot, and when those gaps come, oh! Does he take it?
All right, so we're betting on Real Sensation?
No, we're betting on Mozzie Monster.
All right, you're backing Mozzie Monster.
You're confusing yourself. You're still in a warnable haze.
I'm trying to read SMSs.
This is not a great show for you to be doing after 3 weeks at the ball.
3 weeks? It felt like 3 weeks.
3 weeks, true. Yeah,
Mozzie Monster is the bet.
Mozzie Monster's the bet.
There we go. All right.
You're very well dressed too. Have you come straight from the track yesterday?
No.
Have you got a catered affair to host today? Little cashy.
No cashy.
Little football club cashy.
No cashy, but there is something that we need to do. Hey, let's get to these SMSs here, because people don't want to listen to that dribble of yours. stick to your gun, Shark. No bet is better than the loser. Well done. Well done there, Mikey.
Thanks, Dad.
Sharky, all up each way all day. Ellen Bartley and Blake Jones at Wagga Trots.
What?
Got five in today. H from Shep. All right. Ellen Bartley.
Hang on. This is not the Gareth Hall Hour of Wagga, Power with the, what is it, Wagga Trots?
Wagga Trots today.
Oh, I'm still...
Ellen Bartley and Blake Jones. Each way, all up, all day. H from Shep. That's good.
H, that's handy. I'm still mortally wounded, though, from... I'm just clinging to life after a friend who said he had, inverted commas, sure things at Wagga Thoroughbreds yesterday, both of them, and both of them were despicable. I'm still sort of just trying to come to from that beating that I took.
If you can't wait for a little later, how about this one? Ox from Ascot Vale,
yes,
Remington Ox. Park in the States.
Oh, yes!
Race four.
Ox!
At 10:18 this morning. He likes number eight, which is... What a strange name. V.F. Breyer 6. Looking for the 402 metres. So this is the...
Looking for it.
This is the doggies. Right, looking for 402. Been running over 200.
This is the sort of early morning punting depravity that I think our audience just thrives on.
10:18.
I've just got a feeling
the markets,
that this is right in their wheelhouse.
We've got no market on that, so we'll give you the
Remington
latest from Remington
Steel.
Park.
Remington Park.
Yep.
Remington Steel.
Yeah.
Remington Park.
Remington Steel is a little series. All right, the last race. This is the race we've all been waiting for.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Do we just roll every possible hope we have into Ayrton in the last?
Yes.
One out quaddies.
Yes, we
one
do.
One out all ups.
One out everything.
$1.50, happy to play. Now he's into $1.45 now.
This is a proper horse. He should be winning this. They should have, you know what the tab should have? Margin betting on this race. Honestly, margin betting. He's a good horse. A good horse. Have you taken some of the money in the Stradbroke?
Well, did you hear Mick Kent Jr. before saying it's ludicrous he's favourite? He's only had two starts. He's not even in the field yet.
Yep, he will be.
Well, he's got to win the Fred Best.
Oh, he'll be winning the Fred Best. He'll win the John West. Whatever you want to put him in, he'll be winning. He's a good horse. Margin betting only. One out. Ayrton. I'll tell you who can play the exacta with. Number three, Snickerdoodle Dandy. Nice.
$31.
Filly. Nice filly.
Over from WA.
Yeah. Goes well fresh. Doesn't mind some give in the track. So that good four, soft five-ish sort of range will be helpful for her. Should have won a listed race first up last time around. Did win a listed race second up, beating one of the great named horse, Kiss on All Four Cheeks. I think Snickerdoodle Dandy, at a big, big price, will run a big, big race. Now with Peter Moody, formerly with Dan Morton, but does have good ability.
All right, so it is $31, $5. Ayrton's one out. Have you got a multi that you can construct at Caulfield where we come home in the last with Ayrton?
Look, Mozzie Monster was still $2 a place, I saw. I could take her a place.
Well, you can't take that because it's
Why
not...
Why can't you?
Well, because when Agreeable comes out, it's...
It's going to bugger things up, isn't it? Yeah. No, that's no good to us. I could take Skelm the place. I could take... Mozzie Monster. Work around that. Lakiro, I think, will run a place. Hang on. We'll get to that in a minute, won't we? Lakiro, I think, will run a place at least.
All right. I thought you would have put Redwood Shadow in there, but anyway.
No.
We'll take a break. The quaddy numbers, 1, 2, 5, 7, 8.
It's a multi later. Let me marinate on the multi for a bit.
2, 1, and 5. 1, 2, 7, and 4. One out, Ayrton in the last. We'll tweet that out. Time for a break. Jeez, on the other side of this, we're going to look at the South Australian Derby, the features in SA, and also up north, the Hollandale Stakes as well.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. Time to have a look at the Group 1 South Australian Derby. Explosive Jack, I think he's trying to become the first horse in about 49 years to win 3 derbies or more in 1 year, which would be amazing. He's already racked up the Tassie Derby, the Australian Derby. He's the favourite for the SA Derby, 320. Liquero is at $5. Personal, your old girlfriend who ran so well in the Oaks is at $5. Deep Strike, No Luck, last start, $7.50. And the fairy tale story would be Royal Mile, who has a picket fence, $11 for young Jacob Opperman and Lee Creek. He's the next best in betting. A few SMSs are asking, what chance do you give Personal tomorrow, Sharky? Who do you like in the Derby?
A stonking good South Australian Derby. Australian Derby winner and a VRC Oaks winner in that field. It's pretty cool this time of year. Look, Explosive Jack, hard to beat, fit, current form. I think he and Personal, really, they are the standout class acts in this race. I thought Personal was great last time, but...
Draw 16.
Is she going as well as she can? And she has to get a long way back. It's going to be tricky. I think Explosive Jack, with that form, if he runs to that standard that we saw in Sydney, he probably wins this.
Now, track conditions, we've spoken to the track manager. It's a good 4, very close to a good 5, so they're not going to put water on. Some showers are likely tomorrow. The rail's out 12 from the 2 from the 12 to the winning post. Is he a better horse on soft tracks, Explosive Jack?
Maybe. He's run pretty well on good 3s as well. I don't think he has to have it soft. But clearly he goes well on soft. In a race like this, you've just got to remember the handicap rate. It's a set weights race, right? Have a look at the handicap rating. As a Group 1 winner of the Australian Derby, he sits at 106. There are horses here in the low 60s, and I'm talking like a third of the field. If you put those horses in the Australian Derby, they're running near last. They really are. On what they've done so far. You can't make a case otherwise because the handicap tells you that, right? The handicap ratings tell you that. On what they've done to this point, which is all we can work on, right? There's no good hypothesizing about how good some of these things might be because they haven't shown it yet. Here and now, he is clearly the best horse in the race. He should be winning at level weights. Really should be.
You seem to have a poor view of the... The Galilee / St. Ledger type of form, because you haven't even mentioned Liquero, who's the second favourite.
Liquero's got a really solid chance. I think the ride beat Explosive Jack in that St. Ledger trial more than anything else, more than Lakiro being a much better horse. What he can do is sustain an effort, like from a long way out. We've seen that twice with him now. He's been asked to get going into a race. He's been there to be beaten, and they just haven't been able to beat him. So he's a really tough stayer. He'll run top three. It's a matter of where Explosive Jack gets to in the run and a matter of where Personal gets to in the run. I think that's the key. You know, where if they get a long way back and Lakiro's out there around the corner bowling off the turn and running strong through the line, as we know he will, he'll be hard to run down. But on the scorer class, the other two should probably catch him.
Now, one listener's texted a couple of times about Token Spirit, saying it's a ridiculous price at $81, 13 the place.
I like Token Spirit as a prospect. I tried him in the... what was that race? It's the Geelong Classic last spring. Tried him in that. He ran okay. They've gelded him. I think he's going better. He needed to do a bit more than he did at Pakenham on the synthetic last week.
Roy Mile, do you give him a chance?
Tough. He's winning. That's all he can do. Big, bold sort of horse. Look, he has to have some hope because he's won his last four, and including the two lead-ups to this race, being the Port Guineas and the Chairmans. But it's a different class when you come up against horses like Explosive Jack and Personal, who were both Group 1 winners.
Dino this morning was tipping as his Ramaruffi, let's crack a deal, the stable
Absolutely.
Mate.
Absolutely, let's crack a deal. Right in there $13. For a place chance. If he won, I think it would be an upset, probably a minor upset on the score of upsets. Really good run, the Vic Derby. You look at horses around him in that race, Young Verta, et cetera. They're all, you know, that form's stood up. Yeah, he's in there with a good show.
Deep
Barrier
strike.
Makes it tricky. They probably have to go forward, I reckon, on Let's Crack a Deal.
Deep Strike, 750, no luck last start.
We are extrapolating as to where he would have finished with clear running in that race. He was only beaten three. He was never off the chain. I think he would have gone very close to winning that race. And if he was a dominant winner, yeah, we'd be talking about him as a genuine each way chance in this race.
One punter wants to know, any hope of Zaley at 67s?
No, I'd like to buy a Zaley, but I couldn't back it in this race.
All right. Anything else in South Australia? Would you take $1.90 Cherry Tortoni in the Guineas?
I think so. I think he's going to be very hard to beat there. He's a class act. They've probably worked out that he is a miler. You know, as much as they wanted him to stay or be that middle distance horse, which his pedigree suggested he might be, which is, you know, his pattern looked like he'd probably be a middle distance horse. I don't think he's that middle distance horse. He's running against some pretty ordinary stock here. There is a 54 Raider in this race and a 59 Raider. Mm. Like, come on.
All right, so you're going to take the 320 Explosive Jack. How are you staking the Derby?
320 Explosive Jack, I'd take that, and I'll probably just run some... I reckon I can snare the exacta here with sort of three horses, Explosive Jack, Lakiro, and Personal, and just play it for multiple units.
Other feature racing tomorrow is up at the Goldie. We're currently on a... Racing Australia saying it's a heavy eight. We haven't been able to get hold of the track manager. So it's
yucky.
A heavy eight.
Well, it has been pouring up that part of the world. It was very wet in Sydney this week.
So the Hollandale, Avilius, who we know loves the wet.
Loves it.
Is the 480 favourite. Zaki from the Annabelle Neesham Stable, 650. We get to see Melody Bell. She's drawn the car park 17, $7. 50 Stars was an eye catcher last start.
Very good run.
In the all-aged. It's an $8 chance, shared ambition. And Holmesman, first up since winning the Australian Cups, $11. It's a good field. Toffee Tongue, Humidor, all the way down to Natoya at $21.
To Illicit, coming across from New Zealand. Really nice horse. Has good Group 1 form over there. This is the best Hollandale I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, there are a number of Group 1 winners in this race. If that track stays in the heavy range, I think you tend to gravitate towards Avilius.
But he's not the same old Avilius.
I think he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's lost a length or two since he was, $1.20 favourite in the Australian Cup.
Brave to say that when you look at his Chipping Norton run, where he's less than half a length from Very Elegant. She would win this by 11 billion lengths. And then
when was his last
really
win?
Hard
when was
George
his last
Rider.
Win, Sharky?
His last win was a long time ago, but when has he had conditions to suit at this sort of grade? You know, if he went to 2,000 metres last time on a wet track, he might have gone close to winning that, but they held him at a mile and saved him for a Doncaster. he's more than capable of winning this. I think this is one he could bowl over if the conditions are in his favour.
So you'd be pretty confident then about the $4.80 on offer?
$4.80, yeah. It's not like you're being asked to take $2.50 or $60, because then once Avilius starts drifting under or getting under $3, you start to sort of think twice about him. But at $4.80, it's a bet worth taking because he is a class act and he loves it wet.
What's your thoughts on Zaki, who has been really huge in its two Aussie starts? I wish he won last start. I thought he was home with the big weight.
Look, Paths of Glory is a progressive sort of staying horse. He's, I don't know if he's anything really special. Hangman wasn't far away. The Doncaster run was massive. Yeah, barrier 14 makes it tricky. I think he gets a long way back. I just want to see Zaki knock one over now. He might be a horse that's better on top of the ground.
Melody Bell's drawn the car park again. This is her farewell tour. Can she still be competitive in these top Australian races?
We'll find out. The barrier draw does her no favours. A good track in the Tancred didn't really help her either. The form is starting to sort of look like it could fall apart now, I think. She goes in the quaddy, I'd rather back Avilius. There's a few of these horses in this race. Yes, they've performed at a very good level in the past. They're getting on in years now. They're probably a little bit punch drunk. You know what I mean? They've been to a few fights before, and yes, they've won plenty of them. But are they winning as many as they have done in the past coming into this?
Anything else you like at the Goldie on Saturday?
The Queensland racing in general is starting to just warm up now, isn't it? I liked in race 7, a horse that won really well first up, second up, just got into an awkward spot behind Lord Olympus, but I thought it found the line well. It's called Garapolo.
What race is that in?
Race 7.
Race
Gold
7.
Coast Guineas, number 10, Garapolo.
Garapolo,
mm-hmm.
$19.
Yep. Nice each way chance.
I like that. That's a nice way to finish the day. SMS is coming through from all our listeners up on the Goldie saying that it's fine. It's 26 today, 26 tomorrow. It'll probably be a slow range by the time they run tomorrow.
Okay.
So keep that in your back of your mind.
I reckon you can get the quaddy. I reckon you can trim up that Gold Coast Guineas because I think Immortal Love is probably close to winning. And a lot of that local form, I want to test it a little bit. I mean, Garapolo and Immortal Love would be my way.
What about an Amish quaddy boy?
Well, he's got that Group 1 form, doesn't he? And he's performed well at the track in the past. He'd be the third banana in that. He's got a tricky gait that makes it hard for him, I think. He did draw wide at the Gold Coast back in January and he ran a super race, but can he do it twice? I don't know.
All right, so your Gold Coast play is Avilius, but keep an eye on the track. It could be improving.
Mm-hmm.
And at $19 in the Guineas, Garapolo.
Yeah, and a horse to follow. Because we're getting towards that Oaks Derby sort of preparations up there as well. The Bracelet is run. Chris Waller's got a horse there called Grace and Harmony, who looked like it would stay during its first prep. It's gone bang, bang, in much weaker grade this time around. It's drawn wide, but just watch how it runs with a view to, you know, going to the Roses and then the Oaks. The other horse there to keep an eye on in that race is Yatton. Great first up, second up. That race was just not run to suit it at all. It's still stuck on pretty well.
I like it. All right, how's this for the SMS of the morning? One for Sharky. Hippodromo, Chile tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Race 6, number 9. Campio di Fiori. Improvement expected from Alessandro in Santiago. Now, I'm not too sure with one of our listeners.
Is that legit? That's the
one
second.
One of our listeners might be having a little bit. Hey, let's
That's
take this for 30
weirdest.
Seconds.
Tip I've had in
Remington Park, our tip is in the next race, but this is race number 3. This is over 272 metres, I believe. They're about to jump. Have a listen to Remington Park, over 2,074 metres. I think they're set. Here we go.
Good start. RG Little as Talk grabs their lead. A Girl Like You chasing inside. Runaway Run on the move now, gaining ground with every stride. Here comes a Regal Ivory. RG Little as Talk, Runaway Run. RG Little as Talk gets the advantage late. RG Little as Talk going on to win it by almost a half length. Runaway Run in their second. Third, A Girl Like You, a Regal Ivory fourth.
And that's it.
What about
that? 274 metres for the quarter horses.
I just got a text from my mate Berkey, who's driving home with his son Luke, who apparently is a dead ringer for Dave Eustace. And they just said they've just got out on the week on RGS Talk. So good on your boys.
Well
I hope
done.
They can't
well,
the
big miles, on the way home. The big miles in the next race. You can go all up. Race 4, Remington Park, number 8, VF Bray at 6.
We're not really
best of the weekend. Best
race,
of the weekend,
we?
Sharky. Chips in.
Look, well, what's his name? A win? Ayrton will win, but he's too short.
He's 45.
It's too short. I think Explosive Jack is the class act. He'll win the Derby.
Explosive Jack in the Derby. Sharknado, good punting. We'll see you on Monday for the verdict. Have a good week.
You certainly will.